Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at the 2008 Book Expo America Convention in Los Angeles, and we're sitting with author Neil Stevenson. Welcome, Neil.
Thanks for having me.
And your latest book is called Anathem, and I've never heard that word, so explain the derivation of anathem.
Well, it's a made-up word. It's like anathema with an A whacked off of the end, or like anthem with an A shoved into the middle of it. And, of course, anathema and anthem are words that have sort of opposite meanings, opposite connotations in our language. And so you could say this is a deliberately ambiguous word that I've made up.
The book is about a young man who, since childhood, lived in a monastery or a monastery environment, and then he goes out into the outside world.
Oh, you just spoiled it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I gave away the plot?
That's okay. It's about a it's a future, a distant future, where 3,700 years ago, all of the literate, book-reading, rational people were rounded up and herded into this system of monasteries. And that's where they've been living ever since then. And whenever a kid is discovered on the outside who likes to read books and seems to be turning into that kind of a person, they drop him off at the gates of the of this monastery, and that's where they live. Co-educational, by the way, not just guys.
What was the greatest challenge in preparing the background of Anathem, working out the philosophy, creating the historical?
The history fell out pretty naturally because the history of this world is it's patterned after the history of our world. And so all I had to do was make a few minor changes and then let it kind of play out in a natural way. What was a lot more challenging was the what it is that these people think about. And so that involved delving into a lot of philosophy, a lot of metaphysics, which turns out to be pretty heavy sledding for me. It's not the easiest stuff to read, but you know, I did what I could.
Would that type of separation work in our world? Would it be advantageous in our world?
Well, it's clear that in our world, there's a need for people with longer attention spans. So, you know, here we could cite some examples from recent political history, let's say, but there is a need in any society for people who can sit down and delve deep into a problem, learn about the details, and think about it pretty hard for a long time. And there's a lot about society as it is today that discourages that kind of slow, deep, careful thinking. And so that's really the germ out of which this book grew, was that my belief that we need more people who think about things longer and harder.
All right, let's get philosophical here for a second.
Okay.
From what impulse or impulses within the human mind do you think devotion to oneself, to art, maybe to science, springs?
I think that once people have seen to their own personal needs, they've got shelter, they've got food, they've got a secure situation for themselves and their family, that eventually they feel a need to have something bigger than that they can be a part of. They want to feel as though they are part of some larger story that's got a beginning and a middle and an end. And connecting yourself to something bigger than just your family group and your own day-to-day concerns is just a natural human impulse. And for some of us, it could be a religion, it could be a corporation that we work for, or just about anything. And in this case, for the people in this book, it's the world of ideas.
Neil, when's the book out?
September 9th.
All right, we'll look for it. Again, the book is called Anathem, and the author is Neil Stevenson. Thank you, Neil.
Thank you.